We know that the feds are having their talks today in a news conference later on, but there is the talk of maybe some changes forthcoming on interest rates. Maybe not as much today, but down the road. And with a new person, a new chair, many folks are going to be tuning in to what that has to say. Arlen Suderman joins us today. Of course, Arlen is with StoneX, and you are kind of my lead go-to person when it comes to Fed discussions. And what have you heard up to this point?
Well, the Federal Reserve, this is the first meeting chaired by new chair Kevin Warsh, recently appointed by President Trump, and a shortened statement, which fits with what Kevin Warsh says that he thinks they say too much. He believes that a successful Fed is one that's not talked about, but it quietly does its work in the background. And so we've got a short statement basically saying no change to the benchmark interest rate, took rate cuts off the table for now, and talking about a possible rate hike by the end of the year. I think that kind of fits with market expectations, what we've been anticipating.
So looking at other factors that are weighing in, again, I think a lot of it's headlines. I'm hearing fake news coming from the president in regards to some things that are happening with that MOU. What are you hearing, and how is this going to relate back to us in the ag industry?
Well, for one thing, they're trying to speed up the signing of the agreement, maybe yet today, in order to start opening the Strait of Hormuz. But I think one of the keys is we've only seen less than a handful of ships try to make it through the Strait since the agreement was reached. And there's been very little movement of ships toward the Strait. Some of them may be moving a little bit closer. We do have about 60 ships waiting to get into the Persian Gulf through the Strait. That's way down from what we really need to see when we had 80 to 100 ships a day pass through there. So it's going to take some time. I've seen some projections that Gulf oil product, oil and gas exports out of that region could the deficit, the lost production out of that region, we could recover half of it by September. And maybe 80% of it by the end of the year. That means we remain in a deficit of energy production and output from that region and global energy output into next year. And fertilizer, we anticipate being the same because liquefied natural gas sees damage to their infrastructure there. And that's the principal feedstock. We know that as output gets going, Europe in particular is going to want to increase its storage facilities to get ready for winter. They're going to be bidding for that feedstock, probably trying to get it out of the hands of the fertilizer industry. That's why we continue to be concerned for 2027 and fertilizer supplies. That's assuming, of course, that everything goes through with this agreement and we actually do get the Strait opened up.
What about end user buying? What are you hearing there?
Yeah, I think we talked about last week that with the big break in prices, that really sets the table now for end users to come in once the bleeding stops to start extending coverage. We saw the bleeding stop this week, and we've certainly have seen end user buying come back in. There's been even rumors of China kicking the tires for soybeans and maybe for corn. We don't see any evidence of it yet. We did see over 13 million bushels of soybeans bought by unknown destinations over the last 24 hours, according to USDA. That raised more speculation of it being China. We don't think it was China. What we see in the cash market, we think it was European purchasing. The bulk of that, all but about one cargo, was for new crop. China very well may be in there to buy some of its new crop supplies that it promised to buy. We just don't see any evidence of it yet in the cash markets. That's what we're watching for.
How much concerns do you have over the weather in the European Union at this point?
Yeah, it's really helping boost the wheat prices and to some extent corn as well. Very hot and dry, historically hot and dry right now in France and Germany. And that's having a detrimental impact on the wheat crop that's trying to mature, as well as the corn crop that's trying to develop and move toward pollination. So some concerns there, probably more concerns for wheat than corn at this point, depending on how long this lasts. But that has European wheat prices higher and therefore helping to give a boost to U.S. wheat prices as well, particularly in light of the smaller crop here in the United States.
Should we have any worries about USMCA as we get closer to that July 1 discussion date?
Well, obviously, anybody who's impacted by this, which means trading companies, but also those who produce, which would be our farmers, you know, it's a red flag and it's a concern, yes. But where I land on it, I expect trade with Mexico to continue without any real interruption. Trade with Canada, I can't be as confident of that. I do think that there will eventually be some type of agreement reached with Canada, but I'm most confident in Mexico. Certainly Canada is important. I don't want to minimize that, but the big one is Mexico. And so I'm grateful for how President Sheinbaum of Mexico has been working with President Trump. And I do think those differences will be worked out.
So curious, what's your takeaway and why we saw such a reversal in this cattle complex?
Well, we finally saw the funds come back in yesterday, trading some fundamentals and took the contracts up near recent highs. Then we get to today and it's, oh, wait a minute, we have a cattle on feed report coming out tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow on Thursday, since Friday is a government holiday. And so I think there was just a reluctance. Do we really want to go any higher and see follow through here? A little bit of profit taking ahead of that. Overall, the fundamentals are still tight. Packers are still bidding up for animals. We did see yesterday a big jump in beef product prices finally, which helped packer margins a little bit. Kind of contrary to what we're seeing in hog complex, where we've seen a big slide in disappointing product demand, particularly for hams and bellies. And the cash market starting to slide. So kind of going in different directions. We haven't seen as much of the slide in consumer demand down the value chain from beef to pork as what was anticipated. So those two markets, kind of different fundamentals.
All right. Arlen Suderman joining us today as he takes a look at what's been happening in the markets. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that is the Wednesday market wrap-up here on the American Ag Network.